This is Breaking the Bro Code, a DCU's Red Robin Comics fanfic, written by DEFCON 2 and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG and is gen, with implied Tim Drake, Jason Todd pairing. Additional tags for tattoos. This is the second story of the J. Tim Tattooverse series. Tim is a careful person, thoroughly and judiciously so, to an extent that occasionally makes Bruce look like a well-rounded, balanced individual. Except for the part where he apparently just lets his friends swan in and out of his apartment via the kitchen window, interrupting him at all hours to hang out or fight crime or discuss the finer points of which pizza toppings really are the best. Bart. Always, always Bart. Which brings him to right about now.
Dude, you got a tattoo?
Tim throws his hands up into the air. I gotta put a better lock on that window.
Dude!
Hey, Con, Tim says, abandoning his 2 a.m. attempts to multitask case file review and omelet making. The words on the page have long since started swimming before his eyes, and the omelet is definitely burnt beyond repair and glaring up at him in all its crispy, unfortunate glory.
Dude!
You gonna say anything else?
You're the worst best friend ever! Why didn't you tell me? Better yet, why didn't you let me go with you? Isn't that, like, that's a thing, right? Best friend, moral support in times of tattoos? I've seriously got to hold you to the bro code. You suck at it. Is it because it hurt a lot and you didn't want me to see you cry?
Con, Tim says, when have you ever known me to... No, I didn't cry. It didn't even hurt, really.
So you didn't tell me because you want to suck all the joy out of my life. Don't you know that this shit is right up my alley? You do remember the earring, right?
Unfortunately, Tim says dryly. It was relatively spontaneous and, personal. Khan's eyebrows raise, and then he gets that annoyingly smug look on his face that never, ever bodes well for Tim's sanity or shame levels.
So, this is about the guy.
Tim crosses his arms, unfazed.
What guy? Don't even give me that, Rob. You might as well be walking around with a giant blinking sign over your head that says, I'm getting laid! You don't think I don't know you well enough not to notice that?
I think I'd like to believe that my friends don't go around recognizing my sexual activity tells, yeah. Khan snorts and hops up onto the kitchen counter as he idly sifts through Tim's fruit bowl for something to eat.
First, you don't tell me about your tattoo. Now you won't tell me about who's slipping you the D? What kind of friend are you?
Tim sputters.
What makes you think I'm not the one slipping him the D?
Khan points a finger at him and makes a triumphant crowing noise.
So there is a guy.
Tim gapes a bit before taking a deep breath and counting to 10 in his head. I'm going to bed. You can let yourself out like everyone else.
Sure, whatever, spoil sport. Hey, are you gonna eat that omelet?
Tim laughs.
All yours, clown boy. Don't blame me if it gets you sick. You went into it with your eyes wide open and fully aware of my culinary abilities.
Tim waits until Khan is balanced precariously on the edge of the counter and leaning over to stick a fork into the omelet, before calmly saying,
The guy is Jason Todd. Khan swears loudly and falls off the counter and collapses to the floor with a thud.
God damn it, Rob!
Good night, Khan, Tim says, waving a hand idly behind him as he makes his way for his bedroom.
You're seriously just gonna leave it at that? You are, aren't you? No details. No explanation? Rob!
A beat, and then,
hey, you know, this omelet isn't half bad.
The end.